The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, from the rooftop of the Rockies, it's Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn.
All right, how's everybody liking the PSYOP so far? Yeah, everyone's enjoying it. I just can tell just that much. I mean, I've been saying we've got a military-grade PSYOP being directed at the American people, at the minds of the MAGA community. And yeah, it's ramping up. It's in full force. And I tell you, I just like nothing better than this, than wading through the PSYOPs and trying to do everything I can to correct the errors and convey the proper proportions and impressions as to what is going on out there. And yes, of course, it seems like chaos, doesn't it? I mean, just admit it. You're sitting around, you're thinking, man, it's chaotic. Oh, you're getting scared, you're getting intimidated, the whole deal. And that's exactly where they want you. many of us are not falling for it, falling for the PSYOP, falling for this next series of hoaxes. But of course, some people are falling for it, and a lot of the people that will fall for it here in 2020, the great, the gigantic, full-on Democrat mainstream media PSYOP, they're the same people who would have fallen for it or buckled or gone wobbly back in 2016. Same ones will do the same stuff. It's like almost, I don't know, would you say it's just, you know, a quirk of nature that's how some people get? And I do submit that a lot of the media people, ostensibly conservative media people who follow the news diligently, you know, your disciplined Twitter followers, Fox News followers, people that follow poll data, all that stuff. I mean, those are the kind of people, conservatives, who do this and who cannot see through the PSYOP. These are the kind of people that will tend to buckle. And they need constant reassurance, and they need constant hand-holding to get through where we are right now. And I do admit, it's not exactly easy, but it is easy for the media and for, yeah, the unelected deep state to do what they're doing right now. I mean, just a handful of billionaires that control the media. And it's not that hard to just whip everybody into line and get them to promote their deep state party line. And just like they did in 2016 and 15 and 2017 and 2018 and 2019. But now on steroids, of course, right here in 2020. And it's kind of interesting to me that a reflex here that the worse Joe Biden gets, you know what I mean? The worse Biden gets, I mean, he's hiding out down there in the basement, and they let him out of the basement, and he gaffes his way through everything he says, even the most meager of scripted statements. And he came out this week and said, oh, we've had 120 million deaths from coronavirus, which means a third of the population. Of course, total gaffe. He has no clue. Whenever Joe Biden tries to do numbers, I mean, he just whiffs massively. And the worse Biden looks, the worse he stammers, the more chaos we get. You think that's part of what's going on here? The closer General Flynn gets to freedom, and there was big Flynn news this week. Yeah, the D.C. Third Circuit, the three-panel circuit, admonished the FBI, admonished Judge Sullivan, admonished Mueller. and told Judge Sullivan, hey, you got to drop this thing, man. You got nothing. You got nothing. Look, Van Grack and the corrupt DOJ under Obama, the Mueller people, yeah, they withheld all kinds of exculpatory evidence and that would have helped Flynn in his case and his cause. You guys hid it for years. You're still hiding some of it, like the original 302. You got to drop this, Judge Sullivan, and he hasn't moved yet on that. What's he going to do? Is he have another stunt? But the closer Flynn gets to freedom, the worse Joe Biden gets. The closer John Durham gets to Spygate accountability, yeah, the more chaos we get, ladies and gentlemen. I think that there is a relationship. There is a connection to all of the above. And I would just hasten to remind you, you know, you think, oh, man, we're up against this all-powerful Big Brother media. I mean, just one thing after another, one narrative after another. One individual, one Bolton comes out, one Zelensky Mueller attorney comes out and talks about Roger Stone getting unduly easy treatment from the court. I mean, there's just one scripted thing after another. It's been gamed out all the way. And, you know, it's liable to make you think, wow, man, this is just like, whoa, NASCAR, throw the NASCAR hoax in there. You know, another Jussie Smollett type hoax, NASCAR. They had to reel that one back pretty fast. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff. Chick-fil-A has been part of media controversy of late, as has NASCAR. Very coordinated. A march through the institutions. The left doing so. Corporations caving. How easy is it to get corporations to cave? How easy? Isn't that amazing? By the way, Nike lost $790 million last year. Ooh, some people are calling that the Kaepernick effect. I'm not good on pronouncing names sometimes, and that's one of them. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Might have to get some help from our producer in a second. Kaepernick, there we go. I think I whiffed twice. Anyway, but I'm just here to say, no, the silent majority is watching all this. All these unpopular things the left is doing, the statues coming down. Yeah, we'll talk statues, and I am updating my approach on the statues from last week. I'll go into that. Yeah, I don't think we should yawn over that anymore. I think it's time to stand up on that and for American culture and civilization, the American way of life. Maybe time for a bit of a different approach from the president and how he handles those particular issues, and I will detail some of the complexities involved with all of that. But just remember, and this is what I was starting to make this point, that, you know, you watch the media, you see all the chaos, and it militates against Trump. Their goal is to try to make Trump look weak. And don't let it work. Be tough. Stay strong. Hang right in there, hang right in, and just understand what they're doing to your mind. Understand. People like Maria Bartiromo kind of say, hey, why is Trump losing? Yeah, see? Another media, another conservative person who's tied into the media who kind of wobbles because they're so tied. Everything we see, everything their minds touch is media, 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 and they don't realize what a fake mirror it is. Now, that's not to say that the more people look into that fake mirror and start believing it, that it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And that's what we have to guard against and stand up against and be strong against. But as nervous as you might get, as we might get about what we're seeing, you know, you read the news, you get that pit in your stomach, and you're like, oh no, we're losing the country. But just imagine how actually vulnerable the left and the Democrats are feeling as Durham bears down on Spygate accountability, as Flynn inches ever closer to freedom and Biden steps out and commits one gaffe after another. They know they don't have a candidate, and do any VP candidates look good for Biden? He looks hapless, helpless, hopeless. Keep him in the basement. They don't want presidential debates now. Can you believe that? Biden, they know, the Democrats know, that if Biden goes out and has a debate with Trump, it will be awful. So they know that they'll just have to find a way to get around the institution and the norm of presidential debates in order to save Biden. Because, I mean, he'll look bad if he doesn't do the debates. He has to find some way to get out of having to do a debate. But they know it'll look much worse if he actually does go in and do a debate, if you know what I'm saying. So that's how I'm seeing it. And I would say that, yes, that left that seems so all-powerful, they are more vulnerable than you would think. They are weaker than you would think. When you start penetrating through that psyop, when you actually pull back that curtain on the Wizard of Oz, remember the grand finale there? When you pull back that curtain, you see some very weak people lurking behind there, nervous people who are watching their grip and their clutching to power in this country get wrested away by the American people, by Donald Trump. And these leftists, the deep staters, the Democrats who are overturning, overthrowing norms and institutions galore, statues, each one of those is a norm and an institution, is it not? Electoral College. Just add up the norms that they're trying to turn over. And they're doing it to keep their grip on power. And President Donald Trump is the person who has stood up to preserve the American Constitution and the American people having to hold on power in this country, preserving the American way of life, as Rush Limbaugh was talking about this week. All right, so much to discuss. 303-696-1971. Be right back.
News Talk 710 KNUS. News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Brand new from Claire Dunn. Golden Line. Yeah. Tell you what, yeah, this is, don't let it go all the way down, but this is, yeah, Cousin Claire Dunn. My cousin has a great new tune out called Salt and Lime, came out a couple of days ago. You can find the new album, it's called Honestly, over in the iTunes store and elsewhere. I'll tell you what, this is a rockin' happy, good salt and rockin' lime song. Let's have it. Hey, you got to admit, that's a good one. You got to admit, that's a great tune. I played it a few times for my kids and the neighbor kids over the last few days. And they all get up and just dance. You get the 3- and 4-year-olds just dancing. That's how you know. We've got a hit on our hands. And I don't know, I might just say, do what you can if anybody is of a mind to download Salt and Lime. Maybe we can get a top 10 hit on the country charts for Cousin Claire. Anyway, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, we're just right at home with the chaos, the tumult, everything going on out there. And a lot of Tucker Carlson having the little meltdown, you know. Maria Bartiromo even, you know, saying, you know, asking Peter Navarro, I'll do that audio after a bit, you know, hey, why is Trump losing? I mean, the extremists are in charge. Why is Trump losing? And of course, you know, you just have to explain it through again that remember the poll data 2016 poll data had Hillary Clinton, you know, double digit leads over Donald Trump. And, of course, the polls were doctored all the way along. The polls just were not true. They were not valid. They were not accurate. And the most insidious pollster of them all is the Fox News pollster. That's the one I think that probably does the most damage to everybody's mind. But if you look at that Fox News pollster's track record, go back to 2016 and even further back, I believe they've had the same one for a while. Just not accurate. He just does not get it right. And that becomes a guardrail. Does that make sense how a poll, like we love these numbers. The American mind, we know we try to get numbers and get a hold of numbers, and we think somehow there is truth, there is objectivity, there is validity in numbers. But if we can just understand that numbers are numbers, but what if the numbers are made up? What if the numbers are just as fake as any other typical fake news story, all right? But because it's a number, it has this veneer of, like, you know, mathematical precision and accuracy. And by the way, the same numbers on COVID and the coronavirus, those numbers. I mean, how really, truly accurate are those? We've gone through that over the past several months about how you, especially the China numbers and numbers from other countries around the world, are nowhere near accuracy, okay? And the same thing is true with the polls. Anyway, so what happens to people's minds when they look at the poll data and say, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. Oh, Biden is just hiding down there in his basement, and he's winning by 12 points. Oh, so, yeah, that's not fun numbers to see. But, you know, we're used to this. I mean, this is the way it has always been. Okay, so this is not new. It's not like we should be surprised or anything, right? And so you juxtapose those numbers that say that. You take the guardrail polling data, you look at those numbers, and then you start looking at what's going on in the country. And you see, like, the Minneapolis City Council just unanimously voted to get rid of their police department, to defund their police department. I don't know how extensive it goes, what they voted on, but they're actually doing it. Okay? Really, really unpopular. And by the way, these same Minneapolis City Council members who just voted to get rid of their police department have also taken on private security for themselves as individuals. They've taken on private security guards at taxpayer expense. Now, is that a bit of a dichotomy? Right? You want to get rid of the police, but you want to get for you your own private security cohort. Taxpayer expense. I mean, and most people can't be affording to do something like that, right? Which is kind of always the argument against Mike Bloomberg and his zeal to get rid of the Second Amendment when he's the billionaire who can afford all kinds of bodyguards who carry guns to protect Mini Mike. Yeah. So all of these unpopular things happen, and the statue tugging down and pulling down and the riots and all that are just certifiably unpopular across America. And that's what happens with the chaos. You see the chaos and you think, wow, you know, hey, they're pulling down Washington. They're pulling down Jefferson. They're defacing Lincoln. Stevie Ray Vaughan even. I'll get to that here after a bit. And so you think, huh, yeah, this looks like all this stuff. And you think, well, that's got to be unpopular, right? That's really, really extreme, right? That's not what America likes and wants and respects, right? And so your mind goes from that perception and then bumps into the guardrail of the poll that says, oh, hell, wow, Biden is up double digits. Trump doesn't have a chance. They bring on James Carville and the rest of the Trump-hating media people who have been, you know, burying themselves alive all these last several years, and the ones that promoted the Russia hoax all these last several years. The same people come out and talk about how Trump is doomed in 2020. They were the same ones who said that in 2016. The cult can be defeated. The cult is vulnerable. They are scared, vulnerable people hiding behind their control of the media. That's how I'm seeing it. And the one risk that I see here, really, is that you get your Tucker Carlson's and your Maria Bartiromo's, you get people like that who live in the media bubble and bathe in the media bubble and actually kind of believe some of these numbers, you know. And then when they start getting panicky and all this, then it kind of starts to spread. And then, you know, the memes start spreading and people like lose their confidence. And then pretty soon you have mainstream conservative commentators out there saying, oh, no, we can't, you know, they get dispirited and disheartened and you know the whole deal. So hopefully we can see some of those folks, get a hold of themselves and pull themselves together, you know, a little bit. And I think they will do so. And, you know, maybe, you know, there's a course correction that has to be made here and there. And the statue thing, maybe we'll get into that next here. You probably just shouldn't let that go when it comes down to it. And Trump is not doing so. You see those tweets yesterday? Oh, man, that was pretty excellent. The Antifa members tweeted on Trump's Twitter platform. And anyway, to be continued, Matt Dunn, Backbone Radio, after this.
KNUS Denver, a Salem Media Group station.
This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Sturgill Simpson.
Well, that label man said, son, I can sing a little bit more clear. Said your voice might be too genuine, song's a little too sincere. Can you sing a little more about outlaws and the way things used to be? Told me you just worry about writing them songs, leave everything else to me.
Yeah, the name of this one is Life Ain't Fair and the World Is Mean, and Daddy, sometimes you notice that, right? Man, let's have a little Sturgill.
I never stayed out raising hell till the break of dawn. But the rest of the proud coal miner's daughter, I'm proud to be her son. She told me, boy, I don't care if you hit it big, cause you're already number one. That's the way it goes.
Way it goes.
This day and age. Said, hang out and read between the lines, and you just got to turn the page. Well, the most outlaw thing that I ever done. Give a good woman a ring.
Yeah, life ain't fair and the world is mean. And I'll tell you what, politics ain't fair and the world is mean. The political world is really mean. And I tell you, I do really feel great compassion and sympathy for just your normal American people just going about their lives and doing their business and taking care of their families, their loved ones, and the things that normal Americans do in this great and noble and wonderful country. And yet here they are subjected to this massive, incredible military-grade psyop that is wall-to-wall-to-wall and incredibly, incredibly dishonest. I was just retweeting Laura Logan over at, she's a Fox News commentator, really quite excellent, and she says this, I have been a journalist for more than 35 years. And I have never in my life witnessed such extreme disinformation coming from political figures. Yeah, 4 years of nonsense and lies peddled by Democrat leaders, believed by Trump haters, promoted by journalists pretending to care about the truth. It's just we're wading through a sea of falsehood. And as I've been saying for so long, it's so important to be able to see through this psyop and see that when we look into the mirror and we see America reflected back to us, what is that mirror? That mirror is the mainstream media. Who controls that mirror? A handful of hostile, predatory billionaires who are trying to reflect back at you the kind of stuff that makes you sick, that makes you think your country is a bad place, a horrible place, and makes you think you are bad. You got to feel guilty about being who you are, but no. You are good people. We are good people. America is a good country, a great country, the greatest country in the history of the world. Doesn't mean everything has been perfect along the way. Doesn't mean we haven't struggled along the way. Doesn't mean we've had to do everything possible to perfect the intentions of the American founders, as articulated in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. But don't let them get you down. That's where they want you, okay? And we'll keep on explaining our way through this, all right, as the program goes on. And one thing I'll say, and I'm heading out to the phone lines here in a second, but do you remember so many years I've come in here and hosted Backbone Radio, and I've had to deal with all these, like, Russia collusion stories. I mean, going back 2-3 years ago, rush at this. You know, you read the New York Times. I do my show prep. I'm reading the New York Times, and it's like incredibly incriminating stories about, oh, Trump colluding with Russia and the whole deal. And the way they lay that out is just so, it's like cue the Jaws music. You know, the shark swimming through the water under the boat. Dun, dun, dun. It's like, oh, man, they can get you really creeped out. But, you know, I would read these things and I would like figure out, okay, now what are they actually saying here and what's actually true? And it just never was true. The Russia thing was a blooming zero. There was never anything to it. There was nothing to the Russia stuff, okay? As we said here all the way along, and you have to battle through that incredibly powerful seeming mainstream media that is dropping all this stuff in the most incriminating way possible. And I mean, it's full on propaganda experts toying with your minds. And we said, no, that is crap. That is stupid. No, there's nothing to it. And we did the same thing with Mueller. Remember all this scary incriminating, oh, Mueller's got this. Mueller's got him now. And we were like, Mueller has got squat. Mueller is a goose egg. Mueller is a zero. But you remember how scary it seemed at the time? Remember how intimidating it seemed at the time? Oh, yes, I do. And, you know, you get to do media. You have to expose yourself to all this stuff and, like, find a way to work through it. So a little flashback. This is A.G. Barr was talking with Ted Cruz on a podcast a couple of days ago, and he brings this same point up about Russia. So just remember, as bad as it, like, seems now in all the chaos, just remember what we've been through. For years, it's the same stuff. We're used to this. We're scarred, battle-hardened veterans here. A.G. Barr.
You said that. You know, and one of the stunning things, and I'm sure you'll agree, is that the media just went hell-bent for leather on pushing this Russiagate story. Yep. That Trump was essentially an agent of Russia. And they were merciless. And up until, recently, you had former senior government officials sort of talking knowingly about how the president was going to be indicted and so forth and so on. Do you hear any of that? Is there anyone standing up now and saying that President Trump is an agent of a foreign power? No.
No! Oops,
they got it wrong. And you wouldn't know that.
Yep.
Because there's been no retraction. There's been no readjustment by the media or all the people who've been pushing this story. They're acting, they're just on to the next full scandal because their purpose seems to be to cripple this administration and drive it from office at any cost.
It's just sort of going down the memory hole.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, we got to stiffen up here a little bit. You can bend, but don't break. Don't go the wobbly route because we've been through it. Just remember, you personally have been through all this and worse. It might not seem like it, but when we got closer to that 2016 election, holy cow. I mean, I remember doing radio the night that the XS Hollywood video came out, and that was like, I was like the first person in town to talk about it. And so that was a fun one. I mean, you know, you just get used to it, you know? All right, so be tough. Hear what I'm saying? All right, now to the phone lines here, and is this Corbin? Corbin, welcome to the program, and thanks for calling in.
Hey, how are you? You know who I am?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I got an email from someone today who lives in Larkspur, a friend of mine, and she sent me a copy of a Twitter post from AOC. And it's been since deleted, but I thought I'd read it to you and see if you've heard about this before.
Okay. Lay it on.
Ready?
Yes.
I'm going to quote here. It says, "It's vital that governors maintain restrictions on businesses until after the November elections because economic recovery will help Trump be reelected. A few business closures or job losses is a small price to pay to be free from his presidency. Hashtag keep us closed."
Interesting. And that is a copy of something that your email that you received says that was sent by AOC, Ocasio Cortez.
Yes, on May 20th of this year.
On May 20th. That's interesting. Well, I will say that it's probably hard to vouch for the 100% veracity of that, but I will say this, that I think that is the sentiment that is on the minds of Democrat leadership across this country, AOC being part of that Democrat leadership. I think they full well understand that going into the 2020 election, if the Trump golden MAGA economy is allowed to proceed at the growth rates we've had, the jobs president that we have seen, lowest record unemployment or record low unemployment for African-Americans, Hispanic-Americans, Asian-Americans, the Democrats are not going to win with that great economy. So I think you can say that part of the equation, yes, with COVID, with coronavirus, is to shut down that golden MAGA economy. And now I think that's validated by the blue states being the ones that have shut down longer than any other states. And the blue states are like punishing their own people, thinking that that's going to get Trump. Isn't that interesting?
Yep. It is. It's fascinating to watch it. I just thought this was kind of a hair-raising deal when I saw it today in my email. And I thought, wow, this doesn't surprise me, but it's kind of amazing that it's this blatant now.
Yeah. And maybe AOC would be not bright enough to actually put that in words. I mean, these are the kind of things that, you know, your Democrat pros, they would never want to actually put that in written form so that it could be, you know, seen and disseminated, right? Because obviously it makes them look bad that they care more about their own power than they do care about the American middle class and working classes who would be suffering under an economic shutdown, obviously, which seems like that's what the Democrat leadership has wanted. So,
this looks like a screen grab of this particular tweet. It looks legit to me. So, but it's since been taken down. So, I don't know what the details are of this thing and whether she did it. But it looks real.
Well, I would say that if that is not real, I would say that the sentiment behind it, you can be assured, is real, and that goes across the blue states and across the Democrat leadership. That, you know, that to get rid of Trump, you know, we just might as well just shut down this economy. Shut it down, because that's what it's all about. Everything that happens between now and November 3rd is about one thing, and that is about getting Trump, and that is from the Democrats, from the deep state, from the ruling class, that the ruling class likes China more than America, unfortunately. Can you imagine that, Corbin? That our own elites and leadership is more tied to other countries than our own soil?
I see it. It's sad. It's really sad.
I see it as well. But, hey, Corbin, let me just thank you for a great point. And I was planning to highlight some of those issues as the show was going on, but you gave me the jump start. So thank you, sir.
Go. All right. Well,
all the best.
We'll be listening.
You bet. All the best to you all, and take care, and we'll be right back.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Let's have some Stevie Ray Vaughan. This is the Pride and Joy song. And I was reading the news and I saw that the iconic Stevie Ray Vaughan statue in Austin, Texas got defaced. And I told Jimmy Singenberger about it, and he did a big long riff on this topic last night, but I told him. I said, hey! I'll tell you now, don't you think the statue thing is going too far? When they deface SRV, Stevie Ray Vaughan, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln. Go down the big long list. I'll get to this after a bit, but gee. The Stevie Ray thing. And I'll tell you, it's just, these are not people who really, they don't know what they're doing. They just see a statue and they're like, hey, Let's deface that statue, you know? It doesn't matter. It could be an abolitionist. All these abolitionist statues have been defaced by ostensibly the Black Lives Matter organization, which appears to be some kind of a organization that helps donate and funnel money to, like, Democrat campaigns, like the Biden campaign. Interesting there. you know how this works. But, you know, it's an act of hate. Whenever a statue comes down, whenever a monument gets defaced, is this not an act of hatred? Unadulterated hatred? And haven't we been told for so many years by the left that, you know, Republicans are the haters. Republicans are hate-filled. Oh, Trump is just full of hate, hate, hate. We've been told this, right? Well, who's the real hater in this country? Who is full of hate in this country? I haven't seen any Democrats coming down, criticizing the statues coming down, criticizing BLM, criticizing Antifa, criticizing the rioters. Where's Joe Biden on this? Where's Pelosi? Where's Schumer? Where are you, Democrats? Supposedly the anti-haters, right? And they just can't be bothered to condemn what we are seeing in this country. And yeah, and I tell you what, when Stevie Ray goes down, I mean, don't you think that's, I mean, obviously George Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, that's like way across the line. But don't you think Stevie Ray, I mean, isn't that taking it to the new level here? Anyway, lines have been mighty full around here. And so let's just keep on talking to folks. And Ann and Centennial next in line. Ann, how are you?
I'm fine, Matt. I just want to say a couple of things. I've stopped listening to some talk radio because all they do is talk about themselves and how they feel about certain things. And I think there's a huge, serious thing going on. I listen to you for facts. Number one, do you realize how many police are quitting, retiring, and walking out on the job, which leaves opening for Black Lives Matter to go in and apply for those jobs? You think it's bad now? Wait until that happens.
I saw that in New York City, 49% yes. increase in police officers filing for early retirement.
Isn't that terrible? So stop and think. Here's the thing. We need to look forward and see what's happening. The other thing I wanted to say is that some of these protesters that are going back home, why is that not considered one of the reasons we're having more of a raise in the virus? They're not talking about that at all.
Oh, it's rigged. Totally yeah. rigged. The contact tracing yeah. was specifically designed to not include people yeah. who went to the riots and the not peaceful protests. And yeah. so they're going to try to say, well, if Trump has a rally, that's where the virus is coming from. But it doesn't come from any fully sanctioned and endorsed by the media, left-wing, radical, Democrat, protests, riots, that kind of thing.
So please, Matt, talk about this. The other thing I'm thinking is Biden is just totally inept. And I think what they're going to do, and I'm not sure what the legal part of this is, maybe Father Hugh knows about this, but I think he's going to suggest a vice president. Then that will be settled for the whatever it is they call. And then Biden's going to be called having a stroke or something. And their VP is going to be the president. And she will have somebody else as vice president. And that will be moved up as the president. I think it's all a scam. I think it's all planned. I think they know exactly what they're going to do. And we're just sitting here looking at this like, oh, yeah, Biden's going to be the one. I do not believe they're going to let him do it. I think he's being used. And I think they're going to move forward on somebody else. And I'm going to get off the line. I trust you, Matt, for facts. That's the main reason I listen to you.
Well,
so thank you.
You
and
bet.
I'm getting off the line, and God bless you, and God bless America. Bye.
You bet, and God bless you. Thank you for checking in. So honored by that, and just a great pithy series of quotes. But I'll tell you what, if Biden were to have a stroke or become incapacitated, how would anybody ever know? I mean, he's just down there in his basement. He hasn't left. He never leaves the basement. They won't let him leave the basement. Hell of a way to run a campaign from a basement. Somewhere, wherever his basement is, you know? And I'll tell you what, Biden is just, he's just such a disaster, tell you. Don't forget that this is Trump against Biden, and Biden is a disaster. And he's in the basement, doesn't want to have any debates. No, couldn't debate, yeah, yeah. Watch them try to wiggle out of that norm, that institution. Let's carry on here. Jim in Golden. Hello, Jim. Thanks for checking
in. Matt, how you doing?
Fine.
In the interest of accuracy, since we don't want to do what the other side does, that AOC tweet has been debunked as actually having come from her. So I know it bolsters our case and makes them look psycho, but it's in this case is not correct.
Right. Right. And you see that happen a lot on Twitter where like a screenshot can be taken of a tweet and it might actually not be a legitimate tweet. But I would say that the sentiment behind that strikes me as pretty darn spot on and valid for what Democrat leadership is thinking heading into November. Yeah.
Yeah. It's in their wheelhouse for sure, which is why it looks like it might have been true when you first see it. But nowadays, you know, you have to be skeptical about everything.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Your other comment was that the riots and the coverage and the fact that people can see these idiots burning stuff and breaking stuff on TV will turn them against the left. And I would agree if they were seeing it. But most of the mainstream media is going out of their way to obscure that coverage and make it suppressed.
Exactly. Twitter will find ways to suppress the actual videos that really say what's going on and show what's going on. And so you're right. The American people who are making these judgments when the pollsters call them whatever, they are not getting the picture. You're exactly right, Jim. And sometimes those of us who are so informed, we kind of forget what normal people are actually seeing. And that's part of the psyop, is that what's really happening is being hidden scrupulously from the people.